The Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available on iTunes and at davedameshek.nfl.com. Now here's your host, Dave Dameshek.
Hi and hello, football fans. It's your old pal Dave, Dave Dameshek. What's going down? I hope all's well wherever you are. Welcome to the Dave Dameshek Football Program. It's still available on iTunes, Stitcher, and beyond. And you can watch it on YouTube or NFL.com most of the time. But here in Thanksgiving week, we're doing things a little bit differently. And speaking of which, happy Thanksgiving. Where are my manners? I wish to all you out there a happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. And of course, Thanksgiving here in Studio 66 means one thing. It means it's time for the pie-off. Pie-off four, bigger, badder than ever. We will have the pie-off for you momentarily. Let's say hello to the man seated to my immediate left, and then we will dig into it and also into a little bit of what we saw in Week 11 and maybe get you ready for Week 12. All the way from London, England, it's Handsome Hank, everybody.
He's Handsome Hank, he's Handsome Hank, he's Handsome Hank.
Hello, Handsome, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Dave, as well, and to Football Baby and the other Dameshaks.
Why, thank you, Handsome. Yes, to yours, and it's the annual question I ask, so I'll ask it again. How do you celebrate Thanksgiving being an expatriated Brit now in the U.S.? Of course, even before this was a nation, your people, your pilgrims came and dined with our natives.
Yes.
And had the first Thanksgiving. Do you mark that occasion?
I do. I have now. I've been here almost 5 years, in fact. Almost, like, we're coming up on that, which I think will be celebrated by this nation. But for now, I have a tradition for Thanksgiving, which is at about 6 a.m., I will get in my car, I will drive to the NFL Network offices, and I stay here until about 11 o'clock at night. And at some point during the day, we're fed some what I think is probably the best Thanksgiving food I've ever eaten. but really only because this Thanksgiving food. And it's a marvelous day. I get to watch 3 football games, do an awful lot of work, and get home and feel pretty exhausted after.
I think that it says something noble about you, and it's very generous. You're a high-ranking official, relatively speaking, here at the NFL.
Speaking.
And yet you take the bullet, the figurative bullet, so your American pals can stay at home and be with their families.
Well, that's the thing.
Don't care.
I mean, like,
Very nice of you.
I have nothing to go on here. So as far as I'm concerned, these are the best Thanksgivings I could be spending. But I understand that other people like to celebrate them another way.
Kamish Goodell wins again. That's a savvy hire. That's what I would suggest to all of you out there. If you're the owner of a business, hire all British people. They'll fill all the Thanksgiving.
Just for Thanksgiving. Just right. Hire them for the last week of November.
That's a good plan. Yeah, then kick them to the curb like they deserve. No, I didn't mean that last part.
No, that was nice.
Now, Handsome, Pie Off 4 is on the way. People are very excited. I don't want to say too much about it. Except this. Black tie behind the glass.
Right now, are we pretending that the Pie Off has happened or hasn't happened?
Well, it has happened. I don't, no jive here.
Okay,
you know the rule. Just because it's Thanksgiving, jive isn't taking a vacation.
Right, we're not eating jive.
In fact, jive turkeys we don't want. That's the only kind of turkey we don't want here in 66 are jive turkeys. Real turkeys for sure. Black tie behind the glass and his minions, MVP, Will Gothard and the rest of the gang there. There's G4. You see everybody who toils on the show. If you're looking at the show. Oh, you're not looking at the show because there's no video.
Look at this show.
So, of course, you're only listening. That's a little Thanksgiving gift to our longtime audio listeners who we do appreciate a great deal, of course. And, thanks for continuing to consume the audio. We're very proud, though, of the work we're doing in video. Black Tie and his gang has done gangbusters work all season long in turning this show into not just an audio experience, rather video and audio for you. Today, like we say, obviously just audio. That's the only way. If you're hearing my voice right now, then you're only consuming it on audio. Black Tie, you really wanted the Pie Off. You think the Pie Off should only be available in video form, right?
That is correct. As they say in another podcast we do here, the R&B podcast, let's keep it 100. Let's talk about the audio slash video.
You say keep it 100.
100, yeah. Thank you, Hank. Thank you. The audio and video thing has been hasn't gone over quite easy for some of our audio listeners, but I think specifically this show was produced mainly for video, and it works so well on video. We put in a lot of work. Emma, Will, Matt, the rest of the team put in a whole lot of work, and I just think it's a better experience for the viewing audience as well. You're home for Thanksgiving. Sit down, watch it, have a good time. Hey,
should put it on their Thanksgiving table and watch our family eat pie while you eat turkey.
If you like,
your
it's
family.
A feast for your eyes.
Oh, see, go. Now that's a selling sell. Point, Black Tie. Do you understand marketing now?
Yeah,
a little bit better?
I was just like, just tell them to watch the video. That's just.
But it's a feast for your eyes. But if you want to listen, it could be a feast for your ears.
Here's the thing. I don't get it.
By the way, you can hit play on YouTube and just have it play as audio.
Okay, a couple of points.
After all.
Yes, a couple of points. One, Black Tie is 100% right. He's 100. Keeping it 100. He's 100 right. 110 right.
110.
110
right. 92. Keeping it a buck.
You could conceivably, just as you do on your mobile device, you hit the audio. You could do that on YouTube and just listen to it. You know, that's an option for you. And I happen to agree with Black Tie that it is a feast for the eyes, or is that Handsome's point? Either way, it is fun to look at. I've seen some of the stuff already, and it is visually fun to look at, and great work by everybody here. So we appreciate you looking at it on YouTube. But I understand that there are people out there that like listening. It's inexplicable to me, Black Tie. I don't know why anybody wants to sit and listen to other people eat pie. But Dave, year after year, this is the fourth year of the pie off. The first 3 years, people sit around and listen to it. So I don't want to deprive people of what they want. It's weird.
But does it make any more sense for people to want to watch people eat pie?
Yeah, that might be
it
more
doesn't,
disgusting.
Like, as far as I'm concerned, neither of those things are a thing I would necessarily find myself doing.
It's like watching people play video games. It's like that's not watching it alone doesn't quite make sense. You got to be in it on the action.
It's a big, that's a big deal, though. Watching people eat pies hasn't necessarily grown to the extent that watching people play video games has.
There's no Twitch for pie eating.
Yeah. I guess, you know what, though? 200 years ago, I guess it would have seemed weird if you said, hey, there will be a device so you can watch other people do stuff. Like, you know, you wouldn't watch the idea of sports, of team sports is weird, too.
Or listen to two people who've never played the team sport talking about the team sport.
And how weird it is that other people would want to sit around and listen to us talk
what are you guys
about
all doing?
Other people playing sports.
Right.
This is getting very meta and not in a good way. I think we've just done damage, not just to ourselves, but to all of sports media.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've ruined it.
Let's that move might
be,
on.
By Christmas 2015, the whole thing
the
might
whole
be
thing
shut
will
down.
Be over.
We better stop and just talk about football here. But listen, I hear Black Tie's concerns. Do him a favor. Do everybody behind the glass a favor. They're your pals, too. Do you know, especially if you're a black sheep, if you're in the Black Tie fan club known as the Black Sheep, make sure that you watch the YouTube. They did great work on it. But if you want to listen to it, we are making it available to you. Yes, Emma VP, you have something to say on this subject.
I think you should watch the show. We put a lot of effort into it. It's a fun time.
All right, don't threaten, P. Your tone is like, I think you better do it.
Emma
try again,
VP
Emma.
Made
do,
a pie.
Do it in a charming fashion.
You should really check it out. You know, there's some really
but wait, Emma VP
really
has
pies.
She has some she has some pie to grind with you because I noticed that she made a pie in the pie off, and I don't think this is a spoiler alert. By the end of it, you didn't even try any of Emma VP's
that's
pie.
He had a spoonful.
That's absolutely untrue.
But he didn't. He didn't really.
I ate it. Don't pull the curtain back. No spoiler alerts on the pie off. But I absolutely.
I am
going to
give a spoiler alert. Emma VP did not win the pie off.
Okay. All right. That's the only thing you should say and say no
that's
more
a
on
tease.
The subject.
People are going to watch now.
All right. So pie off 4 is coming for your ears momentarily. We'll have that for you, Handsome. And I do want to talk a little bit of pro football action, but a couple of things too. I want to give thanks. Oh, you can't see this again. I'll do this with a video. I'm holding this up to a camera.
I'm going
to
take a picture.
That
of it.
Isn't working.
I'll take
right
a picture
now.
Of you with it.
All right. One of my favorite citizens in the Czech Republic, who I got to meet, he's been tweeting at me for a year or so. But my man, Eugene, who I met at the draft in Chicago, who's a delightful fella and a funny one, was in Italy a couple of weeks ago. And he sent over a terrible towel for me from Italy. And it's an Italian.
What do they call a terrible towel in Italy?
I don't know. I thought you might be able to know. It's your continent. Shouldn't
I
you be?
I think it's
La scugiamano
terribile. Hey.
That's the word for towel, I guess. La scugiamano.
Yeah.
something like that. But yeah, thank you, Eugene. That's a great gift there. Coming up as well, I want to do before, we're not going to do it today. We'll do it on our next podcast this week. And by the way, we do have a second podcast for you this week. Handsome, everybody likes playing turkey bowls. Is that, have you ever been in a turkey bowl? I guess not.
Not a Thanksgiving one, no. There is no other
turkey bowl. It'd be weird if there were another turkey bowl. But yes, I grew up playing turkey bowls until about 6 years or so ago. But I would play with the family or friends, and we would play in the backyard.
Do you know what your turkey bowl record is?
This is absolutely true. You can vet this with the veracity of this if you wish, if you're a cynic. In Shecker Memorial Stadium, 3-on-3, me, David Gefsky, and DW, undefeated in Shecker Memorial Stadium. That's absolutely right.
And like a 10-0, 12-0, 18-0? What's the overall record?
I mean, I would say somewhere, I'm not positive, but I would say somewhere in the range of 12 to 15 years, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, never lost a game. Never lost a turkey.
Towards the end, for the opponents, was it in their head a little bit?
No, because it wasn't. It was very much, I hate to use this analogy since I'm not a Patriots fan, but it was very Patriot-like, because it would almost always come down to the small things, but we would always pull out victory. But I want to do here. We should do a draft. We're not going to actually put a turkey bowl together here at NFL Media in time for this Thanksgiving. Maybe we could do that next year. But in the meantime, we should at least draft sides from our peers. Don't you think that would be
from
fun?
From our peers or from...
Deion Sanders isn't... I think he would be offended.
I don't think he thinks of himself as a peer of mine.
No, I don't think Deion would like being called Dave Damashek's peer.
Yeah.
But you follow my
Deion.
Point. Colleagues. Yes.
Yeah, colleagues.
Let's do a draft of our colleagues.
Right.
Deion, Marshall Faulk, mm-hmm. LT. Congratulations to LT on getting inducted mm-hmm. into the Ring of Honor there in San Diego. But anyway, I think we should do that.
I think that's great. Let's do it.
So we'll contemplate that. And then otherwise, now let's jump into some football. I'm not sure quite why, but now in Studio 66, making his virgin run here in the studio, it's Matt Gothard. What's the poop with you, Matt Gothard?
I think your guess is as good as mine. They kind of just threw me in here.
I don't get it.
Oh, okay. That's
very kind of weird having Will put this thing in my ear.
Happy
Thanksgiving to you guys, too.
Yeah.
But thanks for having me on the show. I'm
the
excited.
Goth kid. It's funny that he has Goth in his surname, because he really strikes the figure of someone who I have to imagine in high school was a Goth kid.
I think he's the happiest Goth I've ever seen.
Well, he is delightful. Happy. That's true.
But I went to a dark stage.
Did you? So you were a Goth kid, weren't you?
No, I wasn't a Goth kid. I mean, I wore a Green Day shirt a couple times.
Right.
That counts for anything.
The Goth kid is one of the producers. He's one of Black Tie's many minions.
He does the
here,
work.
Yes. Oh, he does. He does all. Black Tie's telling me. Yes, of course. He does all the. If you watch the show, he does the previously on DDFPs. He's the one who puts those together and a bunch
of
other things.
Got to be smart to do that.
A funny fella. Hey, handsome. All right, let's get into football. But again, I'm sorry, my brain's all over the place. It's the holiday season. I always call it when I was in high school or in junior high. I used to call it Shecker season, because it's the best season of all to be in. It's the Wednesday of Thanksgiving through New Year's is the best, because once you get to Thanksgiving, then it's easy street at work and school. Nothing really legitimate can happen.
Yeah, everyone's kind of winding down.
I guess people do their finals, but that never really weighed heavily on me. I never really studied in finals week,
I
could see my peers.
Yep.
You know, struggling with the pressure.
In a way, that made you even happier, because you were like, I don't know why these
I'll
guys...
be at the bar if you want to, you know, let off some steam after your final study. Yeah.
And then they'd be like, Dave, what about your finals? And you go, I don't
know. I'll be there, probably. I'll probably show up and take the test. Yeah.
Yeah.
But one other thing it reminds me of Thanksgiving is stuffing. You know, this is my annual lament.
It is.
Why don't we... Stuffing is delicious, everybody. Why then would we relegate it to once a year? Is that the American way? The gluttonous way? I don't think so, handsome. We go, if we like something, we beat it into the ground until we're sick of it in every way, shape, or form, except with the stuffing. Stuffing is one of the great side dishes. I demanded it last year. I demanded it 2 years ago. So far, society's leaders, myself removed from that, have not reacted yet. I want stuffing on every menu year round. If macaroni and cheese and Brussels sprouts and French fries and onion rings. And in fact, now sweet potato fries have made their way onto, they have a certain permanency now that they didn't have
five. Wait, onion rings have something to do with Thanksgiving. This is complete news to me.
No, I'm saying they're on your menu at the restaurant, onion rings.
Right.
And sweet potato fries and regular fries and mashed potatoes. How many different potato preparations can I have, but I can't have stuffing? I want stuffing on every menu in America. Matt Gothard, how say you?
I think your first step is to talk to Booyah, and he could, you know, start implementing it into the NFL huddle.
Okay.
You know, and we could slowly start branching out, promote it, start our own line of stuffing.
Okay.
Well, now, I was saying the damage.
If we're going to do it, let's take some ownership at the draft. You know what? Think globally, act locally. See, Gothard is on this thing.
No, I mean, I think this time last year when we talked about this, I had mentioned that I wanted to start a restaurant which named Get Stuffed. I think that's what it was.
I forgot about that golden idea.
We were going to start, you know, again, start locally, and then obviously within about 12 months, we'd have a chain of 700-800 restaurants across America, Europe, and Asia.
What about also, if we're going to have more side dishes, you know, you can
maybe
always
just
say,
side dishes.
Can you bring me ketchup from the kitchen? Can you bring me a dark mustard, whatever? Why isn't it just on hand always gravy? Gravy should That's be available. Sure. Yep. Gravy is good on almost everything.
Yep, absolutely. It should come in like those ketchup bottles that they give you that you can just squirt it right
in. Yeah, except then it wouldn't be warm.
Well, it could be. It could be.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll work on that.
Science is our friend here. I mean, I'm sure the science
microwave.
Found a way to make things warm.
Yeah.
Microwave.
There you go. That's a magical square.
So, all right, let's see if we can figure out, like, you know, New Year's resolution for society, not just for an individual, but for society. Stuffing. More of it. 2016 and beyond, right?
Absolutely.
Everybody's on board with my righteous idea. Next up, all right, I really do want to talk about football, but now that it's hot, now that it's the holidays, Handsome, you were humming something a minute ago. Mm-hmm. What is the best Christmas carol?
I believe, I thought about it a little bit. I think Hark the Herald Angels Sing is the one for me.
Emma VP, Behind the Glass, you have a thought on this?
Perhaps Jingle Bells, it's a classic.
Is that a carol?
I don't know, but
it's a song, but I don't know if it's a carol.
I like, you know what? I like the 20th century takes on them. I like White Christmas is great by Bing.
Yeah.
That's hard to beat. I also like, I don't even know who the lady is who sings it, but it sounds like it was probably recorded in 1963, but the Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, have a happy holiday.
That's the worst.
Do, 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 do. I don't know why. I find that one charming.
I also like It's Cold Outside.
How's
Maybe
that
you
go?
And I could duet that together.
I would like that very
Baby
much if I knew what it was.
It's cold outside.
That was beautiful.
Know that one? Thank you.
I don't
was
know
that
one.
I never know if I have a good singing voice or not.
You do.
Well, I think we've Thank resolved it once
Please
and for all.
Please tweet at me and let me know.
I've never heard that one. Have you heard that one, Gothard?
Yes,
you have.
It's cold outside.
It's like a back and forth between a man and a woman. He's
nope.
trying to persuade her to stay with him.
Look, everybody, stone face behind the glass
Emma,
there.
Emma's,
I know, she, it's a good one.
Oh, you do know that one, Emma VP.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like, you know, the other one that a lot of people hate that I kind of like is the Paul McCartney one. How's that one go? How's that one go again? Give me the tune on that one.
I can't remember the other one.
Oh, the other one is Have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
Yeah, that's awful.
It's the most so...
We may be doing this a little early as well.
You're right. All right, we'll have time for that. Burl Ives, I think, sings that one. He also voices one or the other of the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Santa Claus is Coming to Town. But that reminds me, that's another one of my annual jags that you'll have to indulge again, is how mean... including his father, Donner, and even Santa Claus, is to Rudolph in that show.
Yeah.
Watch that one, and watch how big a hi-hat they give him. They're lucky Rudolph didn't just say, hey, guess what? Good luck with Christmas. Screw! I'm out of here!
Well,
you know,
it worked out for him because he's the best known of all the reindeer now.
I guess...
You ask any man on the street, name me one of Santa's reindeer, everyone's going to go Rudolph first. So in a way, like his... it all worked out for him.
Yeah, but they treat him like he's Johnny Football or something, like a pariah or something.
He's probably doing the same as Johnny Football, drinking in clubs and you know, it's like, you think anyone's going to... he gets to the red velvet rope and they're like, look at that red nose, you're coming straight in, Rudolph.
Now you've transitioned into football talk. Let's talk about it. And quickly, what do we think about the trio of Thanksgiving games? I think we're better as a society for having now a prime time game. Eagles at Lions, relevant because the Eagles, that'll be interesting to watch what happens to them. Mm-hmm. Lions quietly playing pretty well the last couple of weeks. Panthers at Cowboys is a dandy. Bears at Packers. Bears not too bad. Packers questions. Aaron Rodgers looking a little bit better against the Vikings. And maybe, you know, people tend to ignore even recent reality. And the Packers have swooned in a few regular seasons, even during the Aaron Rodgers years. And maybe this is their annual little swoon here, and they're pulling themselves out of it. And Eddie Lacy.
Better to do it this time of year, isn't it?
Eddie Lacy looked a little bit better, although there is no question from the inside, if you talk to people over there, that they are legitimately concerned or were concerned. In fact, they gave him a challenge, Eddie Lacy. They took away his playing time. And he won.
He did.
He's I don't know what the measure was, but he won.
They're
he
calling blew- him, you know, this isn't original. They're calling him Feast Mode, which I think is great. Feast Mode.
I like it. But what they did legitimately was, from people inside, I know this, they basically said, all right, we're taking your playing time away to see how much he wanted it. Eddie Lacy has made no secret about his lack of passion for playing the sport. It's really a means to an end for him. So they took it away from him to see if he would rise up, and so he did against the Vikings at least, and perhaps a portent of better days ahead for him and for the Packers as they try to win that division. But the Panthers and Cowboys, handsome. That's going to be a dandy.
That's definitely the game.
Oh, yeah.
Thanksgiving. And I think, you know, looking at the rest of the Panthers' schedule, I think it might be their biggest challenge remaining to whether they go undefeated this season.
Do you find it disrespectful like Ron Rivera does? I don't think that's how the people who figure those things out for a living, I don't think they consider respect level for people. But
let's disrespect Ron Rivera.
Do you find it disrespectful for the three-win Dallas Cowboys to be somewhat expected to win by those people?
Somewhat, but I mean, as much as I know about that world, you get a certain amount of favoritism just for playing at home, which doesn't really make that much sense if you haven't won a game at home since whatever it was, week two.
Yeah, usually you get the benefit of, I don't want to get too involved in this, but when they do the special teams thing and the guy kicks it, you know, through the two poles, that's usually the benefit that you get.
Yes.
I'm not going to say anything more about it. But yes, that should be a fascinating game, really as juicy a Thanksgiving game, not in primetime that we've gotten. So that should be a fun one. Seems like the Cowboys games are always, that weird stuff happens, but it feels like they're almost never relevant. So this is going to be
a good one. And Thanksgiving has had, the last few years at least, there have been some good individual performance. The games haven't necessarily been great, but there have been some really good individual performances.
This is going to be, though, the Cowboys game, I think, is one of those color rush games, I think.
It is.
It is a color rush
game. Yeah, it's color rush.
And I have to take a moment here to say to everybody out there, you know, a lot of people turn to me with questions and concerns when it comes to uniforms in the world of sport. I am, after all, the uniform monitor, and I take that role very seriously, and just as I do as the one and only judge on the playoff, you know, I wear a lot of hats, and this one's a fashionable hat that I like to wear, and I've let you down. You know, I could point fingers, I could say, hey, I had nothing to do with color rush, but you know what, when you're sitting on the throne like I am, the buck stops here, and so I own it, and I can only promise to try to do better. Nay, I will do better. I'm going to fix this thing. The browns on the side of the pants, I don't know what's going on this year. The digital alarm clock numbers on the Buccaneers. Apologies again. Let's try and right this ship, you know. NFL, New Year's resolution. Listen to Damashek on all get-up related
matters.
You've
now jumped ahead to New Year.
That's right.
Okay, wow.
Making
you're covering all the holidays today.
I'm so generous, handsome, that I'm not only going to make New Year's resolutions for myself, I'm going to help everybody else out and tell them what their resolution should be.
You got one for me?
Not yet. I'm working on it,
though.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's... Before we get to the playoff, you mentioned the Panthers and the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
It's now, you know, double-digit wins for both teams, so it's pretty interesting stuff after the Monday night game. Brady, you saw that. You saw the stuff. If you looked at the game, he's getting a little frustrated by the state of things. Injuries are a reality for New England as they are for everybody else in the NFL. How concerned are you? Do you think that they're able to run the table here, Hanson?
How concerned? I mean, it's not something that's keeping me up at night. I'd like them to lose. But I would say that
That was the good Patriots news, by the way, because Steelers fans were confused. I tweeted on Monday that if you are a wild card hopeful, you want the Patriots to win the game. And they say, and people said, how dare you? I thought you liked the Steelers. Yeah, I want the Patriots to win to knock down the Bills. And next week, you want the Bills to beat the Chiefs on Sunday because these things help your playoff seeding. If you're a Jets fan, you also should be thinking that way. Or a Dolphins fan.
No, I think we're past that point. But thank you for trying to be inclusive here. I would say that the Patriots, they were right for the taking last night. It felt like a team could have beaten them yesterday. It's just unfortunate that the Bills weren't that team. I think if you look at the Bills' offense, it was kind of frustrating to watch, even not as a fan of the Bills. Shady was doing things. But then Tyrod Taylor, and he was obviously hurt. There was something wrong with his shoulder. But he just, I don't know, the play calling got weird. And they were throwing it only to the outside. Doesn't look like Tyrod, like if he had a tight end, maybe it's just he doesn't have a tight end he trusts, but in Charles Clay, but just doesn't seem to be able to get the ball into the middle of the field.
Well, I mean, they had some injuries on the line as well. And I just found Rex Ryan and company's play calling a little cavalier in the fourth quarter, especially with about 10 minutes left in the game. They're at midfield. They get knocked back on third down, forcing a fourth and two, what would have been a fourth and two. They punted the ball there.
It didn't make any sense. You're playing the Patriots. This is your opportunity.
You got to scratch that one out there. That's your opportunity to get your three there and then have another 9 minutes left.
Yeah, and then at the end of the game, the sense of urgency was not really there as well.
Yeah.
It was bizarre watching it. I do think that the Patriots are right for the taking. I don't know if it's going to be the Broncos this Sunday night that can do it.
The Denver Broncos.
The Denver Broncos, very good. Yeah, I imagine that. Belichick has always been, and I think we came with a stat earlier in the season. I just don't have to hand about Belichick against quarterbacks in their sort of first three starts, and he's pretty much undefeated in that realm. But it definitely needs. It needs someone to come and play their best game on a day that the Patriots are having their worst.
Well, here's the thing as well, that people, you know, you see a lot of people saying, see, you get to Tom Brady, that's the trick. What you do is you bring pressure on Tom Brady. Yeah, that's more easily said than done, you know. But you do see that is his kryptonite.
Yeah.
But it's very difficult to generate that, except, boy, that offensive line's bad now.
Pretty bad.
I mean,
I want to hear from Matt, though. I think it's not, you know, it's not fair.
Well, it's legitimate. He's, you know, Tom Brady specifically, Tom Brady as much, well, all quarterbacks, we always say it, they don't like inside pressure. They don't like a guy coming, you know, rushing straight into their face as opposed from around the edges there. I understand. I get all that. But Gronkowski attacking the seam is going to be difficult if they go to quick throws.
Right.
I mean, they're predicated, what they've been able to do with Edelman is to swing the ball out to him, and it negates the lack of a quality offensive line. You don't have that now. Amendola's banged up now. You really want to get the ball to Gronkowski, but it's going to be difficult to do when defenses are now sitting on him on those short throws and Brady doesn't have the time. That said...
LeGarrette Blount is an underappreciated part of that Patriots offense. And at this time of year, as we get into December as well, will continue to be. They love, and he wears defenses down. He's a load to stop. And if you have to, now that Deion Lewis is gone, Deion Lewis was terrific, but he's not exactly a guy that you're going to be like, oh my God, I got to tackle him again. He was difficult to bring down, but for different reasons. Blount is just, you know, a blunt force object who's just going to keep on smashing into your defensive line and wear them out.
I agree. You know, Ike Taylor loves talking about the Blount factor in December and into the playoffs, but that offensive line, again, is not very good. He becomes a factor late in the games, and you see that again when it's cold outside. Guys don't want to.
But actually, what they've been doing more with him is instead of handing it off to him, because I think they see that's not working with that offensive line, is just little dump off passes to him where he's in a little bit of space 2 yards down the field. He doesn't have to worry about getting that blocking and then him smashing through linebackers to get a 6 yard pickup.
I hear you. The Patriots are imminently beatable all of a sudden because of the injuries. And as long as you have Brady and Gronk and Belichick, they are still the favorite in the AFC, and not just because of their record. But they're not overwhelmingly impressive to just eyeball, and I'm not denigrating them. I say it's the injuries primarily. But who's going to beat them?
Here's the rest of their schedule, because no one who they're not playing can beat them before the end of the season.
All right, I follow
that. So the Broncos, they're playing on Sunday night. The following week, they play. They host the Eagles.
Well, but that's a bad matchup right there. The Denver one might be their worst matchup because you talk about
strong defense that's going to be that knows that it has to play well.
But specifically, even if Denver isn't the greatest defense overall, but they're right there among the very best. They can bring heat. That's the one
that's
thing
I mean.
They're not going to want. They can really bring that pass rush.
And then you've got Talib on the back end who's going to pick some of those errant passes, potentially. So I think that might be the best. That might be the worst matchup for them. Then they've got the Eagles, and the Eagles, I think, are falling apart at the seams and losing faith in Chip Kelly pretty quickly. You've got the Texans, who've played pretty well recently, but just don't strike me as a team.
Clowney's back out there now, though. That's another team with a pass rush.
Back out. Clowney hasn't done anything in his entire NFL career. Let's not get too excited about this guy that
Touche.
Did anything. The Titans, I think that's not happening. They're at the Jets, and anything can happen when the Patriots go to the Jets. And then week 17 at the Miami Dolphins. And if they go in there undefeated at that point, you know that the Dolphins are going to roll out the pensioners, the Mercury Morrises and the Don Chubas and everyone.
Pensioners.
Everyone who's like, you know, from the 72 Dolphins who are going to be waving flags.
Wow, I hadn't thought about that.
Stop the undefeated Patriots. That said, I fully expect, I anticipate them getting through the rest of their season. And then the test is going to come in January when they play the great teams in
Gothard,
the playoffs.
Gothard, how about that? That's what I've been thinking about. I was watching the game last night and thinking, what if this team goes 16-0 again and can't run the table in the postseason? That'll be the worst thing that could. I mean, that would make you sick as a Patriots fan if you're 16-0 and you don't finish it. But that seems. I don't know who that team would be in the AFC that would knock them off in the postseason. But how say you?
You know, I don't think they're going to go undefeated the last two games with the Giants and then the first half, at least, until they scored the touchdown with, like, 20 seconds left. I don't think they're going to go undefeated, but I do think they're going to win the Super Bowl. So I don't know who's going to beat them this year, but if I had to guess, I'd say the Jets.
I'm with you that somebody's going to knock them off. I don't think one of those teams is going to take them down before New Year's. Let's look at the Panthers, though, here. The Panthers have left. The Cowboys. How say you on that game, Gothard?
I'm going to go Panthers.
Think the Panthers go in there and take them down.
Romo's, you know, still kind of recovering.
Well, Rivera's point, too. They're going to be, the matchup is tough in some regards for the Cowboys and with the secondary and everything else. But Rivera, to me, just playing a hype game for his team. We're disrespected. We're undefeated. This is how you get a team that is cruising to pay attention to this game against a 3-win Cowboys team is to say, look at this. We're supposed to lose to this team. No one respects you. That's how you get the guys in the locker room to show up for this one. After that, they go to New Orleans. They have two games left with the Falcons, who aren't playing well. They go to the Giants, and they finish up hosting famous Jameis Winston.
Mm-hmm.
Any losses you see there? How many losses do you guess? Gothard, I start with you.
I'd say two. The Saints and the Giants.
Saints, huh?
They're dangerous. Saints are dangerous.
How say you, Emma VP?
About the Panthers?
Oh, you know what? If you and Black Tie are in there playing
games. You're just messing around back there.
Black Tie's teaching her.
Yeah.
Black Tie's, stay out of her ear, Black Tie. Please don't teach her your bad habits.
Yeah. Especially with audio. He's like, this really doesn't matter. You don't need to do any work. Just get on Facebook and spend some time ranking your favorite Manchester United players of all time.
Trying to get on that, exactly. No, actually, we just got this tweet from someone that reads, hey, can I say the appalling British accents on Around the NFL and Damn Sick shows is virgin unoffensive?
Thank you.
Oh,
I agree. Who is that? At who? Yeah.
At Breyer.
Yeah, at Breyer. I agree with you. I'm not kidding, okay? I want to.
I'm terribly offended.
I have been here almost 5 years. Every single day that I have been in America, every day since I've been here, Dave, someone, 95% of the time you, does a very bad British accent in my face. If you were to come to England, would you imagine that over the course of 5 years, what's 5 times 365, Black Tie?
That is,
that number.
You got it.
That number. Would you imagine that on that minus 5% of the time, every day someone would be, hey, Dave, how are you today? No, it wouldn't happen.
Well, first of I went to London and some of the local Tufts
every day.
Did exactly. Well, they did that
once.
To me in a pub.
Once.
I didn't care for that.
Right.
Oh, hi, are you American? That was a, you know.
That's hilarious.
I got him very good. Now, that bloke over there, that American bloke. Listen, everybody needs to settle down with everybody being offended by everything that happens. You know, it's enough with this already. And I'm not going to play ball with you on your foolish, I'm offended by, or Matt Breyer or whatever. Isn't he the punter, by the way?
Matt McBreyer.
Matt McBreyer, yeah.
Yeah, that's
former
different
Cowboys. Hey, that whole hit the scoreboard at Cowboy Stadium kind of went the way of the dodo bird, didn't it? That was a big deal 3 years ago.
Was.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
We should bring up fake controversies of the past that everybody was so worried about.
That never really emerged.
But a mounting, not controversy, but that will be intriguing, as you just brought up there. What if the Patriots get to Week 17 unblemished and Zonka and Mercury Morris...
But they'll all be there.
And Bonacani and all the rest are standing on the sidelines, staring them down. Now I have something to root for. I like that. I say the Panthers will lose a couple of games in front of the postseason. But one thing I do keep saying is, if they get to January, and they're in control right now, the NFC, if they get there with home field advantage, just as you always hear people talk about, you don't want to have to go to Lambeau in those frigid conditions, imagine how nasty it would be to go to Charlotte, where in January it tends to be dewy and that raw kind of what?
I mean, I get that, but I don't think anyone is like,
I wouldn't be that bad.
Ooh, I wouldn't.
I know they're not. That's why I'm putting
the
it.
The frozen tundra of Lambeau versus the slightly dewy field.
No,
it's not,
because it won't be 65 degrees. It'll be that raw, like 42, freezing kind of rain. It's muddy on the field. Cam and Jonathan Stewart try to hammer you all day long the other side of the ball. The defense brings it. That'd be a tough spot. I wouldn't want to go into Charlotte for a playoff game.
All right.
All right. You can be
cavalier.
Talk about
scared.
Cavalier. I may not vote for your pie now. Now we'll see what happens to your
pie.
Wait,
it's already happened.
A game changer.
It's already happened. No jive, Dave. This all happened yesterday.
You're right. All right. Matt Gothard, you brought a pie.
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
Brought it from a grocery store.
Vons, yes.
All right, now too many spoiler alerts, but I don't like grocery store bought pies, so you didn't win.
But you also don't like apple pies.
That's
which
right.
I didn't hear before
yeah.
that.
So that was a double
that
win.
That was the game, yeah. That hurt.
Last thing before we get the pie off here, and like I say, I do want to remind you that we are going to do a second podcast this week, the Red Challenge Flag Pick segment. Who do we have for that, Black Tie? Are we putting, we have Handsome Hank making his picks, correct?
We have Handsome Hank.
Is that going to be a day early?
Yeah,
we're going to do that on Wednesday this week. Okay, so be on the lookout. You'll have
what
that.
What day is it today? Tuesday.
It's Tuesday at the time of this recording, but you don't know when people might be consuming this orally. But let's quickly, Gothard, I start with you. You're a college football fan. You like Michigan State football.
Absolutely.
You're feeling happy about things right now.
Oh, I'm on top of the world.
Who's your Final Four right now?
For football, it's good.
No, not for football.
No, I'm just.
No, I know we were talking about football, but I wanted to know who you had in the women's water attempt to be snarky to you fell apart when I couldn't figure out what's that called again? Water polo.
Polo. Yeah. Well, if we're going with the water,
I bet
polo.
That's a sport you played, Handsome. Right?
I did actually.
Ah, I don't know why I knew that. I somehow felt that you would have played that sport.
I mean, yeah.
People outside of the U.S., you want some xenophobia. It's not making fun of the accents. It's the weird sports. Team handball. Do you ever play that one?
I didn't even know that existed.
It looks like fun, kind of. You see it at the Olympics. They run around. People always like the one where they do on the ice. What's that one called?
Curling.
Curling. That one looks all right. But people, after the last Olympics, everybody did curling for, it seems like, a month or so. People tried it in America. But team handball looks like that would be a fun
handball
one.
Handball would be awesome.
Yeah. But water polo, I don't know. No interest.
So you don't want me to rank the water polo team?
No, I don't. I was kidding about it. I want you to rank college football.
I'd say Clemson, Alabama, Notre Dame, Michigan State.
Black Tide was just whispering some details about, man, you played safety in high school, he's telling me.
Cornerback, yeah.
Cornerback, really?
Yes. Yeah. Every time, well, they would just tell me I had to make sure that they didn't catch it because I was too skinny to tackle them.
Uh-huh.
So they knew every time that my wide receiver got the ball, it was a touchdown.
Oh, well, you know what? Well, I wish this would have come up sooner. We need to have you meet in a session with Ike Taylor. He can.
He could help me out.
Yeah, he could help. Yeah, I'm actually looking for a corner for the team we're going to draft in a moment, but apparently that's not happening.
No, we're going to do that. We're going to do that on Wednesday's show. Yeah, that's what I said. Okay. You're half listening. I see you're on your laptop, handsome.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Do it again.
I'll send you some game tape since you have some time.
Oh, I definitely want that. All right, Gothard, your final four.
You want my final four again? The Clemson, Alabama, Notre Dame, Michigan State.
So you're keeping Notre Dame in there?
Yeah, I am.
So you're down on your big teen rival, the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Well, I'm from Iowa, so if Michigan State or Iowa makes it, I'm going to be happy. But I don't think the Big Ten gets enough credit. I think Oklahoma's going to lose.
Correct.
And I think Notre Dame will go above Michigan State and be like three.
Eventually when Michigan State presumably plays Iowa. But it's not a given that they're going to beat Penn State.
They got to win this weekend.
Yep.
They could overlook it too.
Yeah, absolutely. If they survive that, the winner of Iowa-Michigan State, one loss Michigan State versus undefeated Iowa, definitely goes. And by the way, I got news for you. If Iowa loses before they get to the title game, the winner of that game still goes to the Final Four.
Absolutely.
People with this strength of schedule business, if you're in the Big Ten, that's a Power 5 conference. This SEC nonsense needs to end already. Handsome Hank, do you have a Final Four for college football? You don't. Look at him. He just silently shakes his head. No.
I mean, I don't.
I haven't won. Let me tell you my Final Four. It goes Clemson.
Yeah, Clemson's number one.
Alabama.
Yep.
I'm going to go...
Alabama's boring.
I'm going to go Michigan State right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Because only based on my guess that they will beat Iowa, but, you know, if it goes the other way. And then Oklahoma goes in. Oklahoma vaults Notre Dame in my book.
Big game between the Oklahomas this week, though.
True enough. Yeah. And watch this week's Sheck Report, because I pay homage to Samaje Perine, one of the three greatest names in football 2015. Samaje Perine.
What happened to So-So Jamabo?
So-So Jamabo also makes the list. And I would say, I'd sing about him now, like, So-So Jamabo, it's So-So time at UCLA. Jamabo, watch you go, beat the Trojans Saturday.
You have an incredible voice.
I just can't believe I got to hear both of you sing this close.
That was off the cuff and from the heart.
Unplugged. Is that from the Unplugged album?
I think so. Also, the other one I pay homage to is NFL linebacker Joplo Bartu, which I really want. I know I keep hearing good things about this new Force Awakens movie, but really they aired Kylo Ren, the new bad guy, really would have been better if he were Joplo Bartu.
Yeah, or what's the Chargers
Jar Jar Binks?
The Chargers linebacker, Jeremiah Atishu.
Oh, yeah. Well, also, Seiyi Ajira Tutu needs to be mentioned. And then... I know they are. I like the Nigerian names, Black Tie. It's like in hockey. Hockey has so many great names thanks to the Finns and the Swedes and that neck of the Big Blue Marble. Pro football benefits from Nigerian names. Yeah. I like those ones. So-So Jamabo, Joplo Bartu, and so on. Very fun.
Very good.
Black Tie, it's the worst thing you do, Black Tie, is when you're not on a microphone, but you just are talking in my ear the whole time. Why don't you can speak into a microphone. If you have something to say it to all of us.
He thinks he's an offensive coordinator or something.
I think that
That's
is
what it is. You got to put your helmet on. Check, you call yourself Davey Football. You got to be able to audible on the fly, and you're a pro, man.
No, I'm Davey Podcast.
Davey Podcast.
Yeah, just as Johnny Football owns the
Are you
sport
sure you want to still do that, given what Johnny's up to these days?
Well, I
make even more reason.
I face some of the same demons, the alleged demons that Johnny Football faces in his personal life. I'll take a champagne, and it doesn't have to be dark outside for me to do it. Hey, let's wrap it up with this. Handsome Hank, your final four in pro football.
My final four.
We have to remember to do this every week, Black.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you got, you keep changing yours, obviously.
So
well,
what?
You know what? But they
that's right. It's an evolving Final Four, you creep.
Final Four. So in the AFC, I'm going to tell you that the Patriots are going to be one of the Final Four. And just because of the way they're getting hot at the right time, Dave, your Pittsburgh
don't
Steelers.
Say it. I don't like
your
this.
Pittsburgh
I don't like
Steelers.
The I don't like the weight of that on my shoulders. I can't handle
it's not,
that.
It's not on your shoulders.
Oh, it is to a degree.
You will not have to play in the AFC Championship.
All right, so that obviously That's, means that that game is going to be played in Foxborough.
Yep, and then the Cardinals and Panthers and will be squaring off in the NFC, and that
will be
that is where the Panthers' first loss happened.
That'll be in bleak Charlotte.
Yep.
It'll be all...
Oh, dude.
Hey, you know what?
It's 45 degrees out, and there's a little bit of water on the ground. Not rain, but just...
You know what? That's your default setting, being from London, England. You're used to 45 and that raw kind of rain coming down on you. And that's uncomfortable.
I was a tough guy because of it.
No, but you don't want to play I wouldn't want to play a football game against a physical
perfect.
Team.
It's the ultimate. That's the perfect weather for it.
It's fun, but not if you're playing to go to the Super Bowl, especially against the team that's used to it. You think the Arizona Cardinals in their desert and in their fancy dome want to go and play in those conditions, a wet football and everything? That's not going to be good for them.
All right.
Okay, all right. All right, indeed. Gothard, how say you?
For Final Four for NFL?
I like how you have to make sure that what the subject is. But when it's imminently clear what we're talking about. We're talking NFL Final Four now? Yes, for the last 5 minutes.
Well, I just was making sure.
Good, I'm glad. So we're all on the same page.
I'd have to say, I don't know. It's tough. Like I just.
Can I jump in here while he's still ruminating? Here's where I think it's.
I like that Gothard had no idea this question was coming his way either. Well, let me think about it. Now that you've asked it, now I have to start thinking about it.
Not everyone's ready to give predictions like you should.
Thank you.
No, but I'm thinking Pats for sure, and I'm thinking Broncos. The weird part of me thinks that this is going to be the bizarro Peyton season where he doesn't play.
You keep saying that. There's no guarantee he's getting back in. I like that he's also telling his teammates, hey, I'm planning on coming back in 2016. Yeah. What is handsome? Let's role play that real fast. I'm going to be Peyton. You be the teammate. Like, hey, I got some news.
What's up, Peyton?
I'm sitting on this. I'm sitting on this news here. I don't want the whole media. I don't want to start a whole thing, but... just between you and me, I'm planning on playing with us with the coming back on to the Denver Broncos next season.
But you refused to mentor Brock Osweiler last week. Do you think it'll be fine for you to be a backup next year?
Sheriff's back in business. Forget the deputy named Osweiler. I'm putting a badge back on. Look out, everybody.
But you're not very good anymore, Peyton.
You're welcome. All right, so, but really, I mean, that's not ridiculous telling his
I like right the thing. Idea that, okay, that because the other one is, and if I can't play with the Broncos, I'll just go play somewhere else. Like, you're a team, like, team that's like, wow. You know what we need is that guy.
You know what
there
we
is no
do.
Team in the NFL that is
the 34th best quarterback in the NFL. That's what we
I don't
need
think he's here. The 34th best quarterback in the NFL.
You know who I think would take him legitimately? The Texans. I bet you a team like that.
Do you know what I'd like? But just, this is selfish. The Jets. I feel like there's nothing, no more Jetsy move to be like, ooh, Peyton Manning? Yeah, we'll have him.
Oh, I mean, it will be fascinating if he actually does that. All right, Black Tie, go ahead. Give it to us.
NFC, Panthers and Cardinals, and I think, just honestly, I don't think any team is beating the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals might be Super Bowl champions. They look most complete on both sides of the ball.
Yeah. Carson's I agree. Playing I think the Cardinals are the best team in the NFL right now.
I hear you. Yeah, it's an interesting point. Yeah, the defense... People are not talking about that
boy,
defense.
Boy, Patrick,
either.
Man. And that whole defense.
Yeah. Right, well, Honey Badger, you know, they added some nice pieces there quietly. And yeah, that defense
really well
is
balanced.
Good.
Really
boy,
well
they can sling it around. Chris Johnson, if he can keep that thing going like that. Again, though, in Charlotte with that defense, I think I would probably take Cam. Because imagine, that's a tough spot for them to go, Carson to have to go in there. If the I know you don't want to hear it, but if it's rainy and everything like that, I could see that Carson having some trouble against
but they can
that
put up more
secondary.
Points. I think they can put up more points than the Panthers.
Well, the Panthers will look to grind them, and that's what they'll set out to do is to really pound them with Cam.
But I think the Cardinals can put up points quickly.
Mine will go. Patriots will host the title game. I hate to say it, but I guess I do have to go with the Steelers. I don't even know if they're going to make the playoffs, though. You know what I'm going to do? You know what? I'm going Chiefs here. They're playing the best football of anybody.
You kind of have to because you've been riding that train since the beginning. They're not playing the best football.
They are absolutely. Well, we'll see this week. Bills at Chiefs is going to. You see, this is a massive game for the playoffs, for the wild card in the AFC. Who's playing well in the AFC? Patriots are sneaking by now all of a sudden. Who's a good team? I don't know. NFC, I'm going to go with everybody else's pick here. I'll go Cardinals at Panthers. All right, so that's it. Did you enjoy going audio only, Hanson?
I love it.
It's been a long time since we go audio only.
This has been fun. We can do whatever we want.
You know what else I want to do? Who else is Final Four? Black Tie? I got Goth. Oh, God, we didn't go back to Gothard. You're right. We didn't go back there. But I do want to say this.
Wait, for the NFL?
For the... Oh, I didn't know. Okay, no, wait. Let me think about it. Let me give it a second thought. Let me give myself a second opinion on this before I give a first one. Wait. I want to do this, Handsome.
Okay.
How say you? I think we need, because a lot of people out there like our audio podcasts a lot. They really enjoy it, and they feel betrayed by us doing
video.
I
like it as well, by the way.
I like it, too. I love doing it.
I feel like I like it more than you like it.
Absolutely. You like flapping your gums more than me? No one likes flapping his gums more than me. Now, I think we should start doing weekly, we should start doing a Wednesday audio-only podcast. Then everybody will be happy, you know? They say you can't try to please everybody. I say let's try. Let's see if we can buck that trend and please everybody. Make video, make audio, bring the world together.
Next Wednesday, he'll have his picks as well.
Oh, yeah, Gothard, give them to us real quick.
Panthers, Packers, and then Patriots, Broncos.
All right. And where will that game be played? Because if the Broncos win, they could conceivably still end up with home field.
I'll go out on a limb and say Denver.
So you're picking the Broncos to win on Sunday. Good stuff, Matt Gothard. Great work, as always, from you. A funny fellow there, Matt Gothard. Thanks to Emma VP. Excellent work by her. Black Tie behind the glass. G4 behind the glass. Will Pyle behind the glass. Thanks to everybody for the great work, really, over and above on Pyle 4. And now, speaking of that, we're going to get to it. Have a good Thanksgiving. If you have a chance, we're back with another podcast this week, audio and video there. Check it out and make sure, really, do yourself a favor. Don't do Black Tie a favor or me a favor. Do yourself the favor of watching the Pyle on YouTube. It's going to be a better experience. If you want to be difficult about it and listen to it, here's your chance. Pyle 4, take it away, Dave Damashek.
This is the Dave Damashek football program, Pyle 4.
Oh, yes, the time for talk is through. Time for sweet food is here. It is time for Pyle 4. Let it begin.
All right, enough of that. Quickly, before we get to the competition, and believe me, it's so overflowing with competitors this year that we had to abandon Studio 66 and come out here to Stage 2 to accommodate all the entries here in the fourth go-round. Quickly, some Pyle facts for you. The reason for existence is Damashek's gluttony, and whoever wrote that graphic is hereby not able to win this competition. Why take shots at the host of the Pyle? I don't like that. A couple years ago, we started. Your price of admission is your pie. You don't show up with a pie, there's no pie for you. The judge is me and only me. However, I will hear the advice and the counsel of all the competitors here, sort of like on American Idol, if you ever watch that you can offer me what you think is best, but ultimately the choice is mine. Your previous champions, let's go over and meet them right now. Here they are, the inaugural champion, Handsome Hank Hodgson. He made a delicious treacle tart back in 2012 in the first go-around. Handsome, what do you have for us this year?
This year I'm sporting a lemon meringue pie for you, Dave, of English tradition.
I like it. Okay, good. The treacle tart served you well, like I
Thank
say.
Thank you very much.
In the first go-around, that was of English descent. And here he is, the two-time reigning champion, Dan Hanzus. However, I should point out, more accurately, the bakers of this pie are the ladies Hanzus. He assigns his mother-in-law and his wife to do his bidding. They do so dutifully and beautifully. Dan Hanzus, how say you?
Well, thank you. Yes, this is an empire that I run. Mm-hmm. And if you're curious, this year's pie,
which he has to read notes for,
the praline pecan buttermilk pie. And after going back to back with a pecan pie, we're blowing it up, we're reinventing it, we're going in a different direction. We're confident.
What do you mean by we?
Well, I run an empire.
Right, okay.
You call him the pie courier. Really. Let's meet some of our other competitors, or in fact, let's meet all of them here at the distinguished table for the most tenured pie enthusiasts and competitors here, although the first few here, this is their first go-around. Please introduce yourself and tell us what you brought today.
Okay, I'm Colleen Wolf. I brought a savory pie for you, Dave, from Pieology. I did not make this one. No. I didn't farm anybody else out to make this one, except
the cooks
at Pieology.
You paid
not
money
my family.
For that pie.
It's a pizza pie.
All right,
it's a pizza pie.
If that wins, I'm out of here.
It's within the rules, Hansis.
All right.
Listen. The pie is all I ask for, and I'm not going to be too picky about it. However, I think, Hansus, you and I park our cars in the same garage. Next up, introduce yourself and what you brought.
I'm here with my bro.
Yes.
Ike, MJD. Have you heard of us?
And who are you, Safari Joe?
Safari Joe? His name is MJD.
His name is MJD.
Oh, MJD. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's
and Ike
dog,
Taylor.
It's my dog, Ike.
Yeah.
And we came in today with Winner's Pie.
Winner's pie.
Yes.
It's winner's pie.
It looks very nice.
Thank you. Traditional.
Yeah.
Not all that fancy stuff you guys got.
Is it a pumpkin pie?
No,
it's just winner's pie. You got to try it.
Okay.
Try it first.
We saw a handsome.
Why
now,
you go that way?
Next up, what's that?
It stops right here. We won.
Well, you know what? I feel I owe it to the other people who showed up to at least sample their pie.
I got you.
Next up here, Necktie Milner. And it's worth pointing out, last year in the closest vote in the history of the pie off, lost a narrow decision. He was the runner-up with a delicious pie. He's back. This year, it's a reckoning. How say you, Necktie?
This is a bourbon pecan pie. Mm-hmm. This is the pie that lost under protest last year. So I thought we'd bring it back again for the win in front of the nation. And I think the opening graphic, you had an asterisk next to the two-time champion down there, Dan Hansus, and I believe that asterisk because...
Is there any bitter tears in that pie? Is that one of the ingredients?
many. That's the secret ingredient.
It might be a little sour.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Trash talking, baked up to 350 degrees already here. The pie courier has spoken. Next up, who are you and what do you have for us today?
Well, Marcus took, and I came to win, Dave, and I wanted to double my chances this year. So I've got two pies.
I like where your head's at. Some people might balk at that.
No.
The more pie, the better.
Two pies, both made 100% by me. So no purchasing of pies, no soliciting of family members to bake pies. Right here, we have a traditional apple pie recipe courtesy of the Food Lab.
Let's get the detail here. This really goes a long way in currying favor with the judge.
Sticking with the football theme with the pie crust laces and the DDFP on the pie. This one here is called a crack pie, recipe courtesy of the Momofuku Milk Bar in New York City. Hmm. Like a chess pie if you're from the South, or a pecan pie without the pecans in it. You may notice the nice oatmeal cookie crust around the bottom of the pie. I think you'll like it.
Your words are delicious. I brought an apple pie myself. In the spirit of selflessness, I personally do not like an apple pie, and so far everybody has abided by my wishes. It's an awfully narcissistic and arrogant thing to do to say, when I tell you I don't like apple pie, for you to bring an apple pie and think you're going to change my opinion. Everybody listen to my words. I think these were strong moves here. In the spirit of giving. But you brought two, you see? You understand? So I brought an apple pie in the spirit of selflessness so that everybody else can eat apple pie. Just because I don't like it doesn't mean people should be deprived.
Fair.
Next up, who are you and what did you bring?
My name is Dan Helly. I do a show called NFL Total Access, Dave. I brought a Berrylicious pie.
I've seen it, but I have heard
good
things.
Most people say that. This is Berrylicious. It has blackberries, blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, and quisenberries.
And quisenberries?
Yeah. Yeah. Throw a sidearm.
This quisenberry.
This Kansas City.
But you're a D.C. guy. Next up, one of our favorites here at NFL Media. Introduce yourself, and what do you have for us today?
Hi, everybody. I'm Tari Deeker, and thank you, Hank. Thank you. I made, with my own two hands, unlike some people, a Kentucky Derby pie.
Okay,
you know what? I tried. I know. I made three pies. And I just want to say that it's made with love, and you look so handsome today.
Well played. Well played, Tara Deeker. And you are?
Adam Herrera. And I brought a raspberry silk chocolate truffle.
It looks delicious, but I also have some intel that you are responsible for this caricature of me. And if you're going to make a caricature of me, I'm so old now that you actually, even in a cartoon, you have to put bags under my eyes. That another person who has no chance of winning today. Next up, introduce your, Deeker, careful with yourself or you also will have no chance of winning. You are.
I am Isaiah Davis. And I have an apple pie with nuts.
I think I've already weighed in on that. You are.
I am Mark Brady, and I'm bringing a 100% homemade chocolate pecan pie. You know, Dan Hansis mentioned that he runs an empire. I'd like to think of our family, the Brady family, is running a mom and pop organization. And this is 100% homemade. Yes, my four-year-old daughter, who had many options on Saturday, could have gone swimming, could have watched Yo Gabba Gabba. There she is right there. She slaved all 8 hours to prepare this pie, Dave.
That's cheating.
And it also might violate child labor laws.
Yeah.
Either way, what's done is done. Next up, you, sir. Who are you and what did you bring?
My name is D'Angelo. I'm with the people behind the glass, and this pie is 100% from Ralph's. And
it's always good.
It is a caramel apple pie, so I hope you enjoy it.
Well, I think you know how well I'm going to enjoy that one, but I like you, D'Angelo, just the same, no matter what happens here. You are.
I'm Matt Gothard. I'm also from behind the glass. I brought in an apple pie for you.
I'll tell you, this one happens to look a little bit better than D'Angelo's.
Instead of him going to Ralph's, I went to Vaughn's.
Well done. And you are.
I am Emma, and I bought a blueberry crisp.
I'm looking forward to sampling the blueberry crisp. Emma VP, one of our favorites behind the glass. You are.
I'm Sydney Carlson, and this is a chocolate amaretto mousse pie that I made last night.
So. Oh, you made it yourself last night. Points for that. Points deducted, though, for being the primary producer of the Around the NFL podcast. And you are.
I am Will Pyle, and I made a chocolate pecan pie.
That looks divine. I don't mind telling you. Sorry about your Raiders being the Raiders this year. All right. I think, like I say, the time for talk is now fully through. Only thing left we can do is sample all these pies. Let's take a look back. One last look back at the best of the three previous years of the pie off.
Yo, Dan, I won pie off one before you managed to enslave people to bake for you.
Dan Hansis has assigned his mother-in-law and his wife to bake pies of his choosing.
Really? I run an empire. We are multi-tiered.
You're foolish if you make something that one voter doesn't like. Pie, pie, cream pie, 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 pie off four.
If your mother-in-law is coming to LA to bake the pie, wouldn't it make more sense for her to come to the studio and deliver it too, since, you know, she actually baked it?
I'll be there when the repeat becomes a dynasty.
So if you needed any further proof, it is all very real, all too real, in fact, driving a wedge, perhaps, that lasts an entire calendar year. Handsome Hank, Dan Hansis. Hansis, you raised an interesting point a moment ago. As the reigning champion, does the victor get the spoils? Which is to say, with all these pies that I need to taste, does the reigning champ get to choose when I taste your pie? Because that is a strategic ploy.
Well, yes, because I remember when we played this last year, there were probably about 7 pies. Mm. I remember being in the back end, and I was nervous then.
Fatigue.
Yeah, the judge might be getting ill. You could literally die if you eat all these pies today.
That's a lot of pies.
So I want to be in the front end if I have the choice, rather than the back end of the tasting.
Would you like me to make your pie the first pie I taste today, Dan?
Yes, let's do it.
Done and done. Let it begin.
When you say your pie.
Pass it down. Pass it down here. I'm going to stay right here.
Hey, pipe down.
The pie you delivered is what he made.
All right, here we go. Now, Dave, what I need you to do as well. This is what I need you to do. Let me consult my notes.
I think you can do something in this process.
This is
top
of the
off a card.
Now, of course, I want everyone to know that Ann Bates, who is my mother-in-law, great woman from Central Texas.
Did you wash your hands?
She
can't touch it. Can't do it. Can't do it. Hey, man. See what I'm saying?
Central Texas, great woman.
What are you doing?
This is her cooking. This is the pie that blends the Midwest and South.
Did you wash your hands?
Yes. MJD, Christ. MJD. And Midwest and South in a savory, simple buttermilk base that meets fresh grated nutmeg with a whimsy of lemon zest.
You know, in a trainer room, they put like a red hazardous bag.
No way,
you're going to eat the whole pie like that? You ain't going to just take a piece off?
That is a piece, MJD.
I'm just talking about like the cut part.
And that is topped with a homegrown Texas pecan with praline flavor. All natural, homemade.
Oh. What if I wanted to try it?
You're more than welcome, MJD.
Everyone
I don't want the
some.
It is officially
it
on. Wait. One more bite.
All right, you got it. Let me try
this
part.
Taste the crust. Excellent. Excellent work by the ladies, Hanzoos, once again.
You want a piece?
Got some zing to it.
It does.
Buttermilk, I love. A very nice crust.
A sweet, flaky crust.
A tremendous beginning. Buttermilk. What's next? Handsome Hank is our inaugural winner.
Oh,
why don't I try yours?
The Peisman Trophy winner.
Yes, the first Peisman Trophy went to Handsome Hank back in 2012.
So this one, it will cut through. I mean, a lot of these can be very cloying, very, very sweet. What this is for is it's a palate cleanser. It's to help you with the...
Black Tie is talking in my ear right now.
What's he saying?
Of course, Black Tie is not present at the pie off because Black Tie brought no pie. And when you don't bring a pie, you don't get to be at the pie off. But he nonetheless is telling me, don't double dip your fork into the pie. Another reason. Black Tie, you're already banned from the 26th pie off now for that comment. 2016.
Words.
Very good. Very citrus. It's tart.
That's the idea. It's supposed to
too
cut
tart.
Through all this other stuff.
Too
is,
tart.
You know, this
too
is
tart,
a,
says
this
Neck Tie.
He hasn't even tried it. Some of these pies are going to they're going to make you fat. What this one's going to do is going to run into the woods with you and kiss you on your beard in the dappled sun.
All right, next up, I'm going to try Winner's Pie. Ike. That's all you want to say about this. No further description. Just dig in and taste.
Well, right. You got it. You got it.
All right. Good luck to you and MJD.
Thank you.
Hey, better luck next year.
Same to you.
This pie is great.
That's a very nice winner's pie. That's nice. Very nice. Very
don't,
nice.
Hey, don't say that too loud. They get mad when you say don't talk too loud. That means we won.
I'm just telling you, it was good is all I'm going to say. All right. I don't really need to bother with this one because, of course, this is from the artist who drew that offensive picture that makes me look like my age. Here we go. Adam. Delicious. Delicious. I can taste the cherries in there. Very nice. Everybody else start digging in here. Give me this one. Give me, where's the Mark Brady or the Brady family pie?
I'm going to try yours.
Putting his young daughter to work to make this pie. I'm rooting for her.
Are you?
Well.
Hey, she's competing.
You're
that's
like
true.
Yeah.
Who just criticized the way I eat pie?
Deeker.
Deeker, you cannot win now. Mark Brady's daughter, however.
I never
right
had
in the thick of things. Delicious.
You
very nice. I'm going to take one more bite to make sure. I want to make sure.
Oh. Can I try some winner's pie?
Very good. Very good. All right.
Am I a winner?
You're definitely a winner.
Got yourself your own slice here, Damashek. Right. Fresh fork, fresh plate, fresh cut.
Mark Brady. Mark Brady. Divine. Really very good.
Bourbon pecan. A cocktail you can eat for dessert. Handmade.
You had that winner's pie?
Fancy crust. Note the leaf. The detail of the crust. Crust often goes overlooked in a pie. Not this pie.
Boy, that is a good pecan pie. Bourbon pecan. Next up, Deeker pie.
Is that the one with horse in it?
I think this is a good time to let you know that I'm probably the only person here that's ever been on the Food Network.
Enough.
Get in line.
Whoa. Deeker.
Former host of Gotta Get It.
All love in that.
What's
pie.
In that one again?
Love.
What's it called?
Kentucky Derby pie.
With horse?
Or now Deeker pie.
With horses.
Oh my God.
That's really good. All right. After I taste the pie, please, I encourage everyone to dig in here.
We lost.
The Deeker,
that is an exceptional Kentucky Derby pie. I'm going to try the apple.
Dive in, man.
It's
a fighter. It has a fighter's chance.
You know what? When I'm wrong, I say
nice arts and crafts.
Very good.
I'm bringing it down.
What is this one?
That's the.
You want to try this winner's pie?
I'm bringing this one down here.
Yeah, that looks good.
Well, come on and get some. Dave already tried it.
Make sure you get some crust in there.
I don't know, but we got
crack pie. What is in it?
It's chocolate.
Crack.
What?
You've got butter, you've got brown sugar, you've got regular sugar, you've got an oatmeal cookie crust.
Crack pie. I want to try some crack pie.
Crack pie is very good. What's left for me to sample now?
That pecan.
Oh, the blueberry crisp.
And the pizza.
Can I have a piece of that pie?
Crack.
You gotta do the pizza pie.
I've never had it before.
I'm gonna try it. Here we go.
Pretty good.
So far, I'm feeling all right in terms of hunger. I've been able to maintain a diet. Splendid crisp. I might like it even more if it were heated.
Deke, can I try
that's just, that's just a note. Now the apple pie.
Yes. Yes.
This is the goth kids apple pie.
Thank you.
Me lady. That's what
you're Vaughn.
You still try the apple pies even though you've stated that you don't like apple pie.
I feel it's my duty. It's
that's
my
good.
Responsibility
that's nice
as the
of
host
you.
Of the pie off.
So this is Mad to Meet You, it's called. There's meatballs on it. I know you love meatballs.
All right,
sausage, pepperoni. It's a savory pie.
Okay,
you got to eat a whole slice of that.
You're not going to eat the whole slice? That's the last one.
This is the last of all the pies for me to sample.
He did it.
Wait, what is this one?
That's the mush one.
Whose mush pie is this one?
Sydney's, right?
Oh, this is Sydney's mush. Homemade. The pride of Provo, Utah.
Oh!
Okay, very good. Very good chocolate.
You've got a little in your bed.
You've got a little something right there.
So I'm not here to be judged by you. I'm here to judge you and your pies.
Dave, you look like a beautiful human being.
Thank you, Nick.
Jeez, you're welcome. This is not a good look.
That's producing.
All right, how does everybody feel? I'm going to render my final judgment in a matter of moments here. But by the way, what is everybody doing sitting back here?
I
said already, get in here, dig in and eat pie. I need to hear how everybody likes it.
Otherwise, Maurice is going to be the whole lot.
Let's go. I guess, you know what? I guess what we could do is I could have just had you pass them around fire water bucket style.
Next year.
Let's do that.
Can I just tell you that my pie is the only one that's almost gone.
Well, you're also sitting next to MJD, so that's an unfair standard. Well, I don't know who ate all that pizza, MJD.
A lot of people came in here and ate
ate the pizza.
There's a lot of left, everyone.
Black Tie is saying in my ear, save a piece for me. No, Black Tie, I already told you. You don't bring a pie, you don't get the play.
Black Tie, watch.
I think maybe.
This is
my
this is how I feel about Black Tie.
There it goes, MJ. There it goes, Black Tie.
Black Tie,
last
hope.
Last hope. Into the belly of Maurice.
Into the belly of the beast.
Hanzoos, how do you feel?
I think this is the biggest competition ever. I mean, there's been so many great pies, and yet I still feel confident.
Okay, all right. What do we think? Handsome, you're a man of integrity.
Thank you.
For the most part, I'd like to think that you will shoot straight with me.
I will do.
Which pie jumps out at you besides your own?
The pie that I've enjoyed the most, there are two, it's a tie. Mm-hmm. One of them belongs to Deka here.
I found that one very strong. Oh.
And the other one is the cracked pie, which I like a lot.
I like that too. Deeker, did you sample any other pie?
I did. I tried the cracked pie, and that was delicious. The pie that you just... What did you just give me?
Your own pie.
Well,
that should really be able to recognize it.
That was equally delicious.
Try a little bit of Hank's pie, actually, so I
can
give you an objective.
I'm interested in your thoughts. Mark Brady, how say you?
I tried Dylan's pie. It was delicious, and I'm looking forward to trying some more.
Please dig in. Well, I don't know why you're not eating any pie, sir.
No, I tried the Kentucky Derby. I'm going with that one.
Right here?
Everybody over here, how'd you all feel about the pie? Have you sampled it?
What is this?
Any vote?
Winner's pie, bro. Yeah, pumpkin.
Winner's pie is your choice. All right.
Trying to play up to like
an idea.
You know what? I think it's only appropriate to give the final word to, well, first of all, Emma VP, you and Black Tie did a lot of work on putting the pie off four together here. So how did you feel about all the pie?
I think they're delicious. I'm going to have to taste more of them, but the chocolate pecan.
Good luck. Yes, there are a lot of good ones up on the table for you to sample here. Last word, though, Matt Gothard, obviously.
I just feel like the Apple Dutch is still a sleeper. I don't know. Never, I think it's going to come through here at the end. You should try it one more time. Shout out to my friends at Vons.
That finishes behind the pizza pie. That's how little I thought of that.
Wow.
But
it's all gone.
But your last place right goes there. To this one, the Weisenheimers of the makeup room, led by Aaron McPhee. This was their contribution. You know what? I hope that was fun for you. Oh, sorry.
Wow.
I always get even. All right. You know what? I've weighed everyone's opinion. It's time now for me to head back to my quarters. Determine my final verdict. I'll be right back. Talk amongst, eat amongst yourselves, I guess.
It was good. It was actually good.
I'll be right back.
I'm not a big pecan guy, though.
So I'll be back.
Everything's so good.
No, which one's yours?
No, that is.
All right. My verdict has been reached. Let me introduce the finalists. Everybody, please stay seated. I wish you all the best of luck. With great power comes great responsibility. My choices were not easy ones. And I thank you all and congratulate you all on delicious, delicious pie making, including you, Ike Taylor. And Maurice Jones-Drew.
I'm about to leave.
He's very serious.
It's too much. Man.
All right. Your 4-5. MJD is walking already. He's not even waiting for the results. He's out. I don't know what that protest is. Maybe he's a winner. Maybe he won't get to lift the Peisman Trophy. Of 2015, your 4 finalists this year, read off of this paper plate art. Mark Iztook's Crack Pie.
Ooh.
Yes. Tara Deeker's Kentucky Derby Pie. Necktie Milner's Bourbon Pecan Pie. And Mark Brady and the Brady family's Chocolate Pecan. Congratulations to all of you. That means that we will have a new champion for the first time in 3 years. Dan Hanzus, your thoughts?
I'm disappointed. Dave, how can I not be? But I will say that there's been a lot of good competitors, including all 4 up here. So best of luck to all you. Mark Brady, I got my eye on you as the champ, though. Carry on the legacy.
Hey, the ladies Hanzus outdid themselves once again, and thanks to them. Same issue, though. Drop them as it did Handsome Hank. Your pies were delicious, both of them. But again, I've made it quite clear. I don't love fruit in my pie, and you put lemon into it. Where was your head at, Handsome Hank?
I was trying to teach you something new, Dave. I think, you know, for a guy as old as you, probably that might be difficult. But I do feel like that might help.
And you let
in
him
the
in.
Future.
He just bagged you. You let him in.
Yep.
You deserve it.
You deserve it. You deserve
not
it.
Not unlike Handsome's very delicious lemon pie. There's a lot of sour pusses going on around here.
On your show.
Now, I'm just happy to be here.
Well,
you let
please,
him bag you on your show.
The decision is already made.
Appreciate you.
All right, again, the decision is made. Now this is just embarrassing yourselves. You're a winner. I wish the 4 finalists well. You're a winner of the 2015 Heisman Trophy. Tara Deeker's Kentucky Derby. Congratulations and mazel tov. You did it, Tara Deeker. Please, come on up here.
Look at the devastation on the day.
Congratulations, Dave.
Did you make that?
How does it feel?
I am literally speechless. I came in and I had a crappy crust, but you overlooked that. And
it wasn't good anyway.
I came at the king, miss.
The Peisman Trophy for 2015, as you can see, it's holding a pie.
I mean, I had the support of Handsome Hank, which it means the world to me. And I just love all of you.
You also get to do whatever you want with these two for the next 24 hours. Enjoy Ike Taylor and Maurice Jones-Drew. The 3 of you, I'm paying for a night on the town.
Are we going to go work out?
Look at MJD. He looks very unhappy about
MJD,
about
come
the
on.
Results.
I know you guys had winner's pie, but now you're really with the winner.
Congratulations, Tara Deeker. Congratulations to us all. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. I hope you have 1/10 of the deliciousness that I just passed through my lips. Have a good holiday, everybody. For Tara Deeker, the 2015 champion, Handsome Hank, Dan Hanzus, the ladies Hanzus, and all your competitors in Pie Off 4, Dave Damischer, out.
That's why I bought my pie. So I didn't have to waste all those hours trying to make it and lose.
Ooh,
that's
smart.
What you did, Mark Iztook.
Ooh, smart.
That's what you get, Mark.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah. That's what you get, handsome Hank. That's what you get, Dylan. All that time you spent to come in last.